A preview of the 27th Annual Economic Outlook Conference today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle in this week for Tom Goodell. This coming Tuesday, February 2nd, economists from the University of Kentucky will present their best guesses on where the state's economy is headed in 2016 and beyond. Chris Bollinger is the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research in the University of Kentucky's Gatton College of Business. Chris, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thanks, Alan. It's always great to be here.
Tell us about this year's conference. Is there a particular theme involved?
I think this year we have sort of two things that we're going to highlight. One is Dr. Jenny Menier's analysis of how international markets are affecting the Kentucky economy. And the other is we have the property value assessor, Mr. O'Neill from Fayette County, who's going to talk a little bit about the housing market and the real estate market, both of which are things that people have asked for in the past, and we're glad to present them. And I will be presenting the usual CBER economic outlook, and we have Mark Schweitzer from the Cleveland Fed coming down to present a view from the Federal Reserve.
Now, when you talk about the economic outlook, what criteria are you using to gauge the health and the growth opportunities of the economy?
So that's a good question, Alan. I mean, I think one of the things that we look at is where things have been and where they're going. And we've had really the last year or so, we've had some pretty strong positive signals coming out. We've had the unemployment rate now get down both in the United States and in the state of Kentucky to about 5%. Which puts us back into the realm of kind of the full employment idea. There's always some unemployment in an economy, but we like to see it down like 5 or 4%, not the 9 or 10 we were seeing 5 and 6 years ago. We're now back to we're pretty consistently in the U.S. economy seeing growth in employment. We're seeing decreases in things like part-time for economic reasons. We're seeing decreases in what we classify as discouraged workers. And we're seeing relatively consistent positive GDP growth quarter to quarter, somewhere around 2% or just a little bit over for both of the last couple of years. And so those are the things that we look at as good signs in the economy and things that give us, frankly, a fairly optimistic look going forward. All of that has to be tempered right now with we've had a lot of uncertainty going on with China, some with the EU still. We have conflict in the Middle East, which always has a negative impact on economic growth in the U.S. because it's such an important region for our economy. And so those things seem to have at least bothered individuals who are looking at financial markets. And we've seen a lot of drop in Dow and other financial market indicators. What's interesting is that, you know, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of positive things going on as well coming out of that. We have low gas prices right now. We have a very strong dollar right now, which is good for some things and bad for others. It's good for buying things from abroad. We have a lot of things going on that are sort of really positive, and yet we have a lot of uncertainty, and to some degree, it's just fear in the market. And so that's kind of we've got a lot of mixing going on right now.
Now, from a state economic standpoint, people have been talking for years that we need tax reform. Are you going to tackle that particular topic?
No, we're not going to tackle tax reform. The center has done some work on tax reform in the past. There's a wonderful report by Bill Hoyt and Mike Childress, two of my colleagues who worked on the Governor's Blue Ribbon Tax Commission a few years back, that outlines a number of those issues. They can get it off of our website at cber.uky.edu. But we're not going to tackle tax reform. What I am going to talk a little bit about is something else that I think we need, which is to take very seriously education, and in particular higher education. We recently, this fall, did some work at CBER looking at the impacts of higher education across Kentucky's economy. And one of the really important things that we showed is that higher education results in lower unemployment rates. It results in higher labor force participation rates. It generates tax revenues for the state, which will help their bottom line. It generates a lot of good positive things, including benefits to health and lowered health costs. So that's one of the things that I'll be highlighting a little bit, is that that's where our opportunities exist, in that job growth is going to come in areas that require more education than ever before. And if we want to be out front of that job growth, we as a state need to make sure that our youth are getting that education that they need.
What about this idea that has been talked about, especially with the new governor, aiding education but only in an outcome-based model? Like, in other words, you have to demonstrate what you're going to do with this money and how many increased graduates you're going to produce if we give you more money.
Well, you know, I hesitate to comment on it because I think at this point it's a relatively basic idea and they haven't really fleshed out how they're going to do it. And as with any public policy, I'm sure you know, the devil's in the details, man. But what I will say is, you know, I think there's some good things about that, in that in general we want to be sure that we're spending our limited tax dollars and our limited government resources and our limited resources in any context toward things that have proven outcomes and that work well. I think we have to be very careful in what we set up and how we look at things. And I think, you know, there's room for improvement always.
Tell us again the particulars of the day.
So the day will start at 8:30 with registration at the Convention Center downtown. It's February 2nd, Tuesday. And you can register for this at our Gatton website, and it's in the executive education area. If you type into Google or any other search engine, our Economic Outlook Conference, Gatton College, it will take you right there. We encourage people to sign up, show up. We look forward to having you there, and we hope we can help you out.
And it goes until noon?
It goes until about noon, yeah.
All right. Our guest today has been Chris Bollinger, the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research in the University of Kentucky's Gatton College of Business. And we've been talking about the 27th Annual Economic Outlook Conference. This entire interview will be available as a podcast at WUKY.org. For UK Perspectives, I'm Alan Lytle.